Good morning. We're continuing with Hayodim Klamim Zion. We're holding by Simon Zion. So Simon Zion has to deal with a situation where a person had intent when he made the bracha that he was going to say the benching elsewhere. When he originally made the Hamotzi, he planned that he was going to bench in a different room, in the same house, but different room. So he's allowed to move from room to room for benching, even though he did not eat anything in the second room. And the Mishnah Berurah points out, even if it's not possible to see the first room from the second room. He's moving to a totally different section of the house to bench, and that was his original intent. That's a mutter. But the Chiyadim adds, "L'chachilah lo yasekein im lo sheyesh lo minia shlo yuchal lebarach b'cheder zeh." But even so, the Chiyadim says the person should not do this l'chachilah unless there's some impediment which is preventing him from doing it over here. Mishnah Berurah, when he brings this down, beginning of Sidon Kuf Pei Dalet, he says in parentheses, for example, that the room where he ate is not naki. Let's say the child had soiled himself and it was not possible to bench because of the smell in that room. He wants to move to a different room to bench. So if he had not had intent for that, the chatkilo, he's going to have to wait till the child is cleaned up and remain in this room and bench. But if he had intent, l'chatkila, so and now he has an impediment why he can't stay here, so then he's allowed to go to another room and to bench over there. The Mishnah Berurah's lashon is a little bit different. Efshar d'yesh l'hakol b'shas l'chag, maybe it's okay. And Chayyarim's lashon sounds like a stronger lashon that definitely it's okay as long as you have this impediment. Now that's talking about in the same house, from room to room, and you're not eating anything there, in the second place. You're just benching there. Chayyarim continues in Simen Ches, in Rosh Hashanah lebayis acher the Gamri. He instead of benching in this house, he wants to go to a totally different place. And that was his original plan when he started the meal, that he's going to go elsewhere to bench, is mutter. But over here, it's only permitted if he eats something in the second place. So in the scenario before, within the same building, going from room to room, intent is sufficient. Over here, intent allows him to leave place A and then go to place B. Because normally you have a halacha that you're not allowed to leave your place without benching. This is the kind of chazal that we're afraid you're going to forget, and you need to give the Shavuot to Kadosh Baruch Hu in the place that you ate. But since this was your original plan, it was to eat in two places, so that's not called you're leaving without benching. Your meal is spread out over two different places. So then it's going to be permitted, but it has to be that you're going to be eating something in the second place as well. Now, the vein circle of work, al-mashayachal b'yishtasham, can move over b'klal nontes. You do not need to make a new bracha on the food that you eat in the second place, because you had intent when you said a moitzi that you're going to be transferring to the second place. There, the Chayyarim points out, that's only if you've eaten a kazayas, a pas, in the first place. So you started with a kavias in the first place, then you can extend your kavias to the second place. But if you had no intent to do this, even though you're planning to continue the meal in the second place now, but if at the time of Mamoitzi you did not have that intent, so you're not allowed to go. The Rambam says a beautiful thought to explain this, since you had the you had intent to go from place A to place B, it's permitted. And if you do not, it's not going to be permitted. So in a case where the Torah says v'chalta v'sabato v'erachta, so we look at the achila and the bracha really is one unit. So as much as the achila is in one place, so then the bracha should be in the same unit together with where the achila is. But pas, because of its chashivas, we look at it as one long ma'aseh achila as opposed to separate acts of achila. So since that was your intent originally, so you spread out your achila over two places, so that's all part of your one ma'aseh achila. So therefore it's possible to have the benching to be the extension of the ma'aseh achila in the second place. And then Mishnah Berurah adds, when he brings this down in Siman Kuf Ayin Ches, says, so sometimes people would eat at home and then they would go join for dessert but for the Sheva Brachas. So they should eat when they come to the house where they're going to be joining for Sheva Brachas, they should eat some bread over there. Since that was their intent, that's going to be permitted. The Chassidim would finish up their Surah by the Rebbe. And other examples, this type of idea. So, as long as they eat some pas over there, Chayim doesn't say you require kazayas, but I think the Minhag Olam is to assume that you require kazayas. I'm not clear why that is. So, have a good day.